This is Coastal Connection, our spotlight on the community. I'm Terry Wright. Today, we're happy to have Nicholas Frank Sanzone in the studio. He is the Habitat Restoration Specialist at the Marine Resources Council. Nick, tell us, what does a Habitat Restoration Specialist do?
I work with individuals and the community to create projects that will help everybody and help the environment. So habitat restoration, planting mangroves, particularly red, white, black mangroves, the ones that are native to our area, and removing invasive species like Brazilian pepper and Australian pine. Removing invasives is probably the first phase towards one of these restoration projects because invasives will move into an area and they'll displace natural communities of vegetation like the mangrove and other grasses. Spartina grasses is one of the grasses that are companion plants with the mangrove. Brazilian pepper, Australian pine will come into an area, displace those plants, change the habitat. These plants will change the ecosystem so that they'll become negatively impacted due to this invasive species. I will work with communities and individuals through volunteer events, whether it's a large-scale project, if we're going to be restoring acres of shoreline, or if it's a small-scale project and it's something that you want to do in your own backyard, we can reach out to the public and assist them with removing invasives and planting natives, because shoreline restoration happens everywhere along the shoreline, not just on large-scale government or state-owned properties, but also on small-scale on individuals' homes.
What types of people volunteer and what are you looking for?
We have volunteers that range from high school students typically to retired individuals. The younger kids come out to our mangrove potting workshops that we have held through the past couple of months every Saturday, and we've potted over 4,000 mangrove propagules over the last season that we've collected. And a lot of our mangrove propagules are the ones that wash up on beaches, that wash up on docks or against seawalls that won't root themselves in the natural ecology because of man-made structures, or in the case of the beaches, because of just too dry of an environment and they're not going to take root there. So if people can collect those and bring those to us, that's a great volunteer service, and that'll help us get a new stockpile for next year, and then I'll grow those in our greenhouse for about 3 to 5 years before they're ready to be planted in habitat restoration project.
And you have a restoration project this weekend, right?
We do. We have a restoration project with the state park at Sebastian. So Sebastian Inlet State Park has given us some shoreline that they need to have restored as the project site. And the students from FIT, the Resident Life Group, 60 volunteers are going to be out there with us this weekend, this Saturday, planting the shoreline to ensure that it does the three main things that mangroves do. They are going to limit the erosion from natural forces, from wind and rain and wave action. They're going to create habitat for all the different diverse species that are in the lagoon, over 2,000 different kinds of species of wildlife. Most of them use mangroves in one way or another. And then mangroves also help by filtering the air and the water. So it's kind of a triple threat plant. They do a little bit of everything. I like to think of them as the cornerstone species of the lagoon, the tree of life, if you will.
If you have a group, an organization, or if you just individually want to get involved, how could they contact you and find out more?
They contact us directly at our website at the mrcirl.org. And you can look us up online, on Facebook, on Instagram, on all those social media stuff, or they can call us directly, 321-725-7775.
We look forward to having you back and hearing more about your efforts. And if there's anyone out there that wants to get involved, they can just contact you through your website. Give them the address one more time.
www.mrcirl.org.
To hear this interview or any other podcast of previous Coastal Connections, go to our website, wfit.org.